Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. This live Saturday edition toll-free number for you, brought to you by SACL CAI, is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
We were talking last hour about this Times Square alleged bombing attempt and some of the, I guess, the hysteria that has bubbled up. At least in our area, New Hampshire, three bomb scares in the last week over things that weren't necessarily bombs. And I don't know, I presume if there's been that many up here, there must be some others around the country. The hysteria over this, I think there was another scare in New York City, in fact, in Times Square later on in the week as well. So we're asking people if they were feeling frightened. Are you scared? How do you feel? Are you feeling secure? Do you feel like the government needs to do more? And generally, last hour, the message was that people shouldn't be afraid and that the government is the last organization you want to have protect you. I was pleasantly surprised and pleased with the bulk of the people that were calling in.
Well, I'm not of the opinion that terrorism isn't possible. I certainly, you know, I see evidence for it. But I'm of the opinion that the terrorists, in fact, are being whipped up by the government and the people that you know, that really the government is politicians in the pockets of lobbyists. And those lobbyists, the ones with the deepest pockets, are oil companies and, you know, the military-industrial complex. People that really do benefit from the military being in the Middle East and around the world.
They like that you're scared.
I feel that the United States military personnel should be here on American soil, not around the world in 700 military bases in 130-plus countries. Other countries don't have military bases here. Yeah. Why do we have bases? Why does the United States government have bases in other countries?
Think about how you'd feel if China decided they wanted to open up a military base down your street.
I wouldn't like it much.
I don't imagine many people would. Anyway, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We did hear some of the inevitable Muslim fear-mongering the last hour as well. But let's go to this group of folks and what they want to say about whatever you want. Dave?
Dave.
Yeah, we got Dave here who was hanging over because we just took him to the very end of the last hour. Dave wanted to make sure you got your thoughts out. So if you could recount what you said for our listeners that are just tuning in, and go for it.
Well, I'm one of those listeners that is afraid, but I'm not afraid of the Muslim terrorist.
Okay.
I'm afraid of our government. Mm. What do you do? We shut down the White House switchboard and the congressional switchboard on the week before health care vote took place.
Yep.
And it made no difference.
Nope.
A gentleman was on your line a few callers ago, and he indicated he wanted to sign a petition at Michelle Bachmann's site. We live in a republic, a representative republic, and yet the citizenry has been reduced to, gee, can I sign a petition? I want to bring up a quote that was Feinstein, Senator Feinstein brought it up. She said 90,000 people contacted her office through email. 85,000 of them were against the health care. She said, I can't figure it out. Why they don't get it? In other words, yeah. We, the Americans, are the fools.
Yes.
They, the politicians, are the elites. They know what they're doing.
Indeed.
And they're running the country that way. So I'm
would
terrified.
Agree. What do you propose, Dave?
These people have too much power. We need to have less of them. We're building up. We're being charged exorbitant taxes to build up a bureaucracy to control the people. And it's continuing to mushroom.
Hmm.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop with the dollars.
I agree with you that it has to stop, but I think that it's going. The only time it's going to stop is when. Oh, these are like nice dogs. The only time it's going to stop is when people stop obeying the state, when they stop obeying these people calling themselves government. Because as long as the American people go along with every new regulation that they come out with, it never ends.
Well, when they shut down the communications between the people and the representatives, what does a person do? At what point does it become a rebellion?
Well, I don't know about you, Dave, but I don't feel like I've ever been represented in Washington, D.C., and I don't really feel like I care about being represented at this point. I'm all in favor of secession. How do you feel about that one?
I'm ready to go. I'm in Florida. I've cut it off somewhere just north of Georgia. Let's go.
The biggest problem with Florida seceding is you're still going to have Charlie Crist.
Don't worry. We're taking care of that down here.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Before you let Dave go.
Wait.
Dave? Before you go, Dave, have you done professional voice work in your life?
Oh, a little here and there.
Yeah, really?
Okay, he has that sound.
Yeah, he has that sound.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231.
Great show. Thank you.
Thank you. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. David in Tallahassee listening to the other WFLA on FM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Good evening, guys. How y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight, David?
Yes, I wanted to talk more about the illegal immigration issue and the effect that it has on the American economy.
Okay.
The negative effect.
Negative.
Well, it has positive effects too.
Well, I want to talk about the negative effects because some people have the perception that a lot of the illegal immigrants are here in the country and they are, you know, doing jobs that Americans won't do. And really, the main focus is on the farming industry and the agriculture industry where they'd be picking vegetables and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. But the point is that they're not just in those particular areas. They're massive in the area of construction. And this is a major staple of the American economy, economic foundation of America. And then.
So are you in construction, David?
Yes, I am.
So basically what you're saying is you don't like increased competition in the labor market for the construction field.
I feel that if it was fair competition, I have no problem. But because I'm a veteran, okay, because I'm an African-American and my community is also directly affected by illegal immigration, even though people like some of people who are known as black leaders, so to speak, people like Al Sharpton are speaking out in opposition to the Arizona law. But I happen to support the Arizona law. And at the same time, I feel that enough is not being done to address the issue of illegal immigration, securing
the southern
border.
You would like to see what, a police state?
No, I wouldn't like to see a police state. But
what do you call it? What do you call it, David, when a cop gets to walk up to you any old time and demand you show him your papers?
Well, I feel that that's been going on forever. Every time any one of us, even soccer moms, when they get stopped and pull over for something, a taillight out or whatever the case may be.
We're not talking about driving. We're not talking about driving.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When you get pulled over driving, everybody's got a turnover ID. We're talking about walking on the street.
Okay, well, I'm not attempting, if you don't mind, guys, I'm not trying to get into the minute aspect.
David, that's where the rubber hits the road, though. You see, we can say the illegal aliens shouldn't be here, and that's a nice broad statement, but it's how that's implemented that really matters. And I think that it's very fair for people who are both here legally and illegally to want to know how this kind of implementation is going to work. Just last week in Arizona, just this week in Arizona, a woman was detained, taken to jail, and had to produce her birth certificate, and she was born in this country in order to be released. Because she was brown. Now, there's an immigration problem with West Africans in this country, too. What would it be like for you to be detained for, say, 8 hours while you produced your birth certificate, David?
Well, as a matter of fact, gentlemen, it just happens to be that African Americans have experienced this type of...
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
so why do you want more of it?
Well, guess what? This is not the issue. African Americans are citizens of this country. These people are illegal. You cannot compare.
Did you not even listen to me? David, you didn't even listen to what I said. There are people that look the same as illegals in this country, and they have gotten hassled. There's two cases within the last month in the state of Arizona, and it's only going to get worse. And my question to you is, how would you like it? Because there is an immigration problem with people who weren't born in this country coming here illegally from West Africa. Do you want it to be you, dude?
Yeah, so the way that I would respond to that is that I feel I'm not attempting to give up my rights, okay? I believe in, you know, the civil rights that we've been afforded and the human rights. The point is that you're connecting a situation where you have illegal people in the country illegally. Even though Americans should be sympathetic towards them, they should not compromise their own safety in the process of attempting to show compassion to a group of people at a time like this.
I don't know about you, but I don't feel very afraid of the guy. I'm sorry. I don't feel afraid of the guy that's washing dishes down at the local restaurant.
Or doing cheap construction work. He doesn't bother me. What that provides me with is a cheaper house. Competition.
What I'm frightened of is a police state where the cops get to go and stop anybody they want.
Some cop asking me for my ID because I look Canadian.
Any old time they want. Stopping anybody for any reason. Demanding birth certificates and setting up checkpoints. Because you know it's going to go further. You know that once they start this with the Arizona thing, there's going to be step 3, 4, 5, and 6. There's more to come. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, inviting you to our website. We've got our webcam, which is available to you during live programs. You can also watch it any other time. You won't see a picture. It's just a static frame. But it's there for you, and you'll listen to LibertyRadioNetwork.com content at all other times besides when Free Talk Live is live. You can get the cam for free and chat with our listeners because there's a chat room attached to the very same page, and it's all brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and interact. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules of our court system. Gives you forms, how to get evidence, how to move the court, how to set hearings, how to do research, how to draft pleadings. It will show you how to use the dizzying warren of our political system. It'll do it in as short as 24 hours that the average eighth grader can grasp. It is created by a doctorate of jurisprudence, a lawyer who wants to protect you from members of his profession. Go to jurisdictionary.com. This is a great product. I've been studying the course, and it is easy to understand and does give you the foundations. Jurisdictionary.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Andrew, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Andrew. You're on with Free Talk Live.
Guys, I just wanted to call and kind of put everybody's fears to ease a little bit. If the terrorist threat were as great as a lot of people fear it is, since 2001, wouldn't a single terrorist have slipped across that southern border and done something?
Absolutely. And that presumes there weren't already people who have those interests here, right? I mean, there are 300 million people in the United States. Where are the terrorists?
Right.
Also, I think people are going to say, well, they've picked up some people since 2001. The authorities have been out there, making sure that we're safe. What's your response to that?
Well, almost every time they pick up some terrorists, they're either really incapable, probably with IQs of 80, or they've been infiltrated by the FBI. I mean, almost every single terrorist threat is pretty much a joke.
That's absolutely been the case. In fact, the most recent, the Houthi folks out in Michigan have been released now from jail because the judge couldn't find any compelling evidence that these people were in any way dangerous. There wasn't any actual overt threats toward anybody specific. And in general, you're absolutely right. The FBI, the undercover agents, go into these organizations and they essentially create the ideas for terror. They create the ideas in these easily susceptible people's minds to going out and doing these things. They had never really been a terrorist cell before the FBI came in. That tends to be the case, and that's been the case throughout the last decade.
Apparently the judge didn't think it was enough to hold on to them.
Nope. Any other thoughts, Andrew?
Yeah, they just seem like a bunch of silly guys that got to shoot off their mouths to just perpetuate this fear. And people need not be afraid because it's going to be all right in the end. No matter what you believe, I think that's the case, and that's all I really had to say.
That's a nice message. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Ryan, listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. A couple of months back, we were talking about the census, and I don't remember the exact conversation, but you guys asked me what I was going to do when it came.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I hadn't decided. I think I said I might tell the guy I was 14 when I'm clearly, in my 20s. Let me restart here a little bit. After that conversation, I decided that what I was going to do was, not send the form in, avoid him as long as possible, see if he just went away. And if he did end up catching up with me,
mm-hmm.
I would, make him answer every one of the census questions before I would answer them.
Yeah, that's fun.
Hmm. So they sent an enumerator to visit you?
I dare you to ask the cop that pulls you over for his license and registration, though. Tough guy.
Not quite that bold yet, Mark.
No.
But,
you have to start somewhere, and the census is a good place to start if you're going to start doing non-cooperation with the state. It's a real good starting point.
So they came by a few times, and I ignored them. And I think this is his third or fourth visit. I happened to be outside smoking a cigarette, and he actually didn't catch me, but he caught my landlord. My landlord brought him over.
Mm.
So I went ahead and talked to him, and, first question, and this actually happened just about half an hour ago. So my first instinct was to call you guys to tell you about it, because, I'm in Seattle. There's no Liberty community up here.
It's breaking news.
Breaking news, exclusive to Free Talk Live. So, I also decided that I was going to record it, and I did manage to do that, and I'll put that video up in a little bit.
Oh, great,
maybe
great.
You guys will see it. But, so the first question he asked me was what my name was, and so I went ahead and answered him, and I already knew his name from the form. So I said,
his full name?
Yeah, his full name. He actually doesn't have a middle name.
Okay.
He was of Middle Eastern descent, I guess, and apparently it's not in their tradition. Anyway, whatever.
You see, you learned something.
So
this is valuable.
The next question, of course, is what is the address? So I asked him his home address, And at first he looked at me like I was crazy. And then I said, well, you know my name and my address. It's only fair play, right? And then he just starts laughing. And he just busted out laughing for, must have been a good minute. And then he said, you're funny. And he told me he lived in the Northgate area, which was satisfactory to me. I didn't expect to actually get his address.
But why is it okay that he has your address that you don't have his? It's just so,
well,
you know, I mean,
it's not really. It's just, you know, I just wasn't really, he was pretty friendly. And
the fact that he gave it to you, gave you that was good enough for you. That's fine. And I'm just pointing out the discrepancies here. I mean, this guy has been, you know, draped with, I'll admit, not a very big mantle of legitimacy from the state. But because he has that mantle of legitimacy from the state, it's okay just to tell him your address. And
So how far did it go, this back and forth?
One of the things that kind of, I don't know what the right word is, but I noticed was throughout the process, he kept saying he was with the federal government, with the Census Bureau.
Yes.
You know, because I wasn't obviously being totally cooperative. And so I don't know if he felt like that, you know, gave him the authority to ask these questions and have them answered or what the deal was. But he didn't.
I'll just state the agency over and over again. So how far did this go? I mean, did you get through the entire census going back and forth like that?
I did. He actually, except for his address, he answered every one of my questions. So,
okay. Well, there you go. And you're going to post that up on YouTube.
I sure am. One other funny point about it, though. I also decided that my race was human a while back.
Oh, good.
So he asked me what my race was, went through this huge list, many of which I'd never heard of. There were 12 or 14 options. I said, human. He laughs a little bit, and he goes, oh, human race. I get it. And then he laughs some more.
Nice. Very cool. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you sharing that, and good job on doing something a little different. I think I mentioned earlier that non-cooperating is a very important thing to do if you ever want to see the government stop growing. You have to stop going along with it, and it can be difficult to do that because, as you mentioned, Mark, risk is involved depending on what you're non-cooperating on. But in the census, there's not much risk involved with non-cooperating.
Indeed. And I think the very first place to look at is that race question. Because the government uses race to separate us.
Yes.
You know, they've got quota systems and
gender and sexual preference.
Right. All that stuff is ways to separate us and fight us against each other so that you need a bigger government in order to sick on the other guy. And I'm with him. My race is human. I don't have another one.
Well, I didn't say
I don't answer those questions.
I didn't answer any questions because I don't have an obligation to. And that's what I told the census worker, and I recorded it. You can actually find it by looking for Say No to the Census on YouTube. It's the first option that comes up, Say No to the Census. So I encourage other people to record their interactions and what happens. We're coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks. the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is better than rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better than rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, silly nonsense, you'll find it all. And it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of silly nonsense, have you checked out, children's picture books recently? Many of them.
Yeah, you showed me one. It was terrible.
Many of them have some very socialist kind of bends to them. Well, not An Island Called Liberty. It is a book, picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites, and it is one of his favorites. You can go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, and order today. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Dennis in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Dennis. Gentlemen. You there?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've called in before, and I like the way you kind of start out the show tonight. It was about fear, and I think that's an important issue to deal with, and where fear comes from and how it's manufactured and all that and how it's used. But I think it's all distractions and just, you know, the simple point is they try to keep us afraid. And it really it shuts you down. It shuts you down. It shuts you down your creativity, your spirituality, whatever you have. I mean.
Yeah, if you're afraid, they're in control.
Exactly. And I did want to mention the other caller, too, that called in about you guys kind of putting down a little bit about immigrants coming in and having cheap labor for construction so you can get your cheap house. And that's fine. That's all well and good. But they do get some benefits, and they know how to work the system. That's the thing. And now there's deeper, darker rabbit holes to go down with this, but the simple fact is they get welfare. We support, you know, $1,200, I think, a year per family in California to support the illegal immigrants. I mean, don't you find that an illegal
I think welfare is the problem there.
Yeah, we have a welfare problem in this country. And a welfare, and specifically, California has a welfare problem in their state. They have, not only do they have the sort of federal welfare, but they have their own state stuff, too.
Well, so, every state has state welfare, but I'm sure they've got a lot of it out in California.
California has more.
So,
either way, I mean, they buy these people with benefits that they can just get from the federal government because they want control of that voting group, right?
What's new?
Well, it's not much of a voting group, considering they can't vote.
Well, but that's a true statement in general. I mean,
I don't like generals.
Right, but in general, the government uses its largesse, the money that it steals from everybody, to buy votes. Whether it's the so-called immigrants or whoever, various different interest groups are being fed money so they can buy votes. That's a problem with the system. So far you've identified two problems with the monopoly, violent monopoly government system that we have, not problems with immigrants.
Well, are you saying they're innocent in this whole scenario?
I think pretty much they are. That they come here, they want to make a better life for themselves. If you want to banish someone out of the country, I suggest we take Washington, D.C., saw it off, and shove it out in the Atlantic.
I totally agree.
Then we won't have a problem. Because it's Washington, D.C. that's creating the problems that you're talking about, not the people that are coming here trying to make a better life for themselves.
Mark, I understand your point, but the point I was trying to make with that other caller saying, you know, construction was decimated by illegal immigrants, and it was, because they can work cheaper and get more from, you know, they know how to milk the system and get more. I'm just saying that's an unfair advantage in your free market wonderland.
It's not a free market wonderland because the government's involved.
Right. It's not a free market because you have to go and get it.
I'm forced to feed people that I don't know. I'm forced to give schooling to people I don't know. People I don't, you know.
I don't care where they're from.
Right. It doesn't matter.
I told you $1,200 a year for each family in California to support the legal immigration problem. I mean,
it's wrong.
I don't care if it's $500.
It's wrong that we have to support them.
Yeah. I don't care if it's $5 or $1,200 or $12,000. My answer is freedom.
Work its way out.
My answer is freedom, man. Quit aggressing against peaceful people. I'm not saying you are, but the government. The government people are aggressing against peaceful people, and they're stealing money from people, and they're threatening people, and then they're using it to do what you're saying, and that is buy votes so they can continue aggressing against people. It's going to require a paradigm shift for people to come to the understanding that freedom is valuable, and if people understand that freedom is valuable, then they'll hopefully understand that in order to be free, they have to allow others to be free, and in order to do that, we've got a long way to go before we're going to get to that point when you've got people out there shouting about how they want a police state to protect them from the people coming in to compete for their jobs.
Well, you have a great point. I agree with everything you said, but that's not what, you know, that's not what my mind was when I called in. So
okay. Yeah, well, I mean, we go in different directions here on this show.
Go in the same direction, down different paths, is all I know.
Well, I'm moving on a path toward freedom. What path are you on?
I'm looking for truth, and truth is, you know, is obvious to me, but to some, it's not so obvious. I think
the truth to me is that mankind should not use aggression against other peaceful men.
And
that
the government, government manages to grow its purview by setting us against other groups of people. If there's a boogeyman out there.
Talk to me like I disagree. I don't disagree with what you're saying. Why do you talk to me like I disagree with what you're saying?
No.
My simple point was illegal have an unfair advantage in construction, and it put a lot of people in construction out of business, and it is a foundation of this country. That was my whole point calling in.
What were you saying, Mark, that you weren't saying?
I'm simply saying that that is a truth. That is what government does. You were saying you were for
you're
truth?
You're railing against me for the government.
I don't think we said anything against you.
You know, I don't know why, how it is that I'm communicating poorly with you, because I'm not intending to do that. I'm simply commiserating with you.
Gotcha.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Maybe it's the conflict of nature of talk radio. Maybe your tone of voice or something like that, Mark. I don't know.
If I failed, then I failed.
1-800-259-9231. We continue, though, with different Dennis. This one is in South Carolina, listening to WSCFM. Hello, Dennis. The alternative Dennis. Are you with us? All right. We'll just put him back on hold. Maybe we'll find him a little bit later on. 800-259-9231. Continuing, Mike is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys. Listen, hey, I want to start off by saying this is not a left-handed compliment. I really enjoy your show. I just found it recently.
Thanks.
But what your partner stated, I want to kind of throw it back in his face. What I hope for him is that a bunch of illegal Mexican DJs and talk radio hosts come into this country and knock the wages down to where he can only make one-third of what he was making 5 years ago, and then I'll sit back and go, I don't care about you. I'm getting my radios cheaper. How would he feel about that?
I'm Ian's partner, so I'm assuming that you're talking
about
me.
Sorry, man. I was talking. I'm just learning the show. I caught a little bit of it last Saturday, and I'm just catching it today.
No problem.
You don't understand what a pro, you know.
Can I
We're not
that?
Trying to be aggressive to illegals, but they need to go. They have crushed the middle class with this.
No, it's the government and their monetary system that's crushing the middle class.
Let me talk about a fact of economics for you. At one time, being the blacksmith or the farrier in town was an extraordinarily lucrative career. When was the last time you met a farrier?
They're running around Liffy all the time in nice pickup trucks.
Well, they actually do quite well now, but there aren't very many of them. It used to be everybody rode a horse. Farriers fix horses for people who fix horseshoes for people who don't know.
What about blacksmiths though?
Yeah, blacksmiths too. And you don't see that anymore because the automobile industry has basically eclipsed them. And I don't hear anybody out there bemoaning or marching against the automobile industry because it put all those people out of work. And what those people did is then they got other jobs doing other things. So I used to be in construction, and now I'm not. I used to be in the restaurant business, and now I'm not. People can go on and do other things. One thing that an American citizen has generally over an illegal is they have a grasp of the English language, and that makes them significantly more employable than it does somebody who doesn't.
That's absolutely not the truth. I just worked up on 52 in Kenilworth and Polk County. They came in, OSHA came in. The place is all Mexican, the sheetrockers, the ciders, everything was Mexican. OSHA came in to check, who's being covered. The place was a ghost town. As soon as they left, they all came back, and it was all Mexican. None of them speaking any English, because now the mid-level is becoming Mexican. And as
Good.
Somebody who's in construction, you're telling me at 50 years old, I should have to learn a new trade.
How dare you have to compete in the marketplace? Thank you for the call. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. I'll address the question about competition in the industry because you didn't really address it. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the show, and tonight it's Ian here.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on our site for free. Hey, the site itself actually allows you to influence some of the stuff that we'll talk about on this program by submitting show prep suggestions. You can create a free account. Everything on our site is free. And you can submit a news article or a video or a blog post, whatever you think is interesting, whatever you think our other listeners would enjoy. You submit it to the site. It shows up in the upcoming stories queue. Then listeners can go in and vote up or vote down the stuff they like and dislike. And the most popular stories make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GPICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Before we continue taking your phone calls about anything, I wanted to make sure we answered Mike's question from Tampa a moment ago, because we've been talking, we got onto the topic of competition, specifically in reference to the so-called illegal immigrants that are
coming
in.
And the radio industry.
Well, I mean, what originally came up was the idea that, there's too much competition by some people's concepts. There's too much competition in the construction field. The guy that called earlier, he didn't mind that they were out picking fruit because he didn't work in the fruit picking industry.
Sure, he doesn't mind if he washes dishes in restaurants because he's not in the restaurant business.
Right.
But it's very, very bad that they'll come into the construction industry and offer their wages at a half or a third or whatever the claim was, in that area.
So the question from Mike was, well, okay, you guys, how would you feel if a bunch of Mexicans came in here and started up their own radio shows and competed so much that they competed you guys down to a third of your existing salaries?
Well, why is my salary at a static point? I mean, why shouldn't my salary be triple what it is now? How come I can't use the government to come in and get rid of the talk show hosts that are out there that don't agree with me or that I don't want on the air? I don't want any of them on the air. I want Free Talk Live on the air on every radio station around the country 24 hours a day. That's what I want.
Well, if you knew the right
government, if I didn't have that kind of competition, I'd get lazy. You understand?
Yeah.
We'd produce a very bad show. And the idea that because someone's geographically based, that you should be able to exclude them from the marketplace, that's really just protectionism. Which, the question I'd ask is, where was your car manufactured? I mean, the stuff that you what about your coffee maker? So you, all these things that
can
you
can I address
get,
the issue, though? I mean, of this industry specifically? Okay. Because, see, you keep going off in different directions here, Mark.
But I'm trying
and I
to show
address,
parallels.
I see your parallels, but I want to address his question okay. specifically about us in talk radio. I get on the air on this nationally syndicated radio show, and I talk about pirate radio. I encourage people to go out and start their own radio stations, and I don't care what language they speak. So I'm in favor of more competition in this industry. I advocate for more competition within this industry. I mean, if you look at the radio industry, it is an incestuous little business. And I don't mean like sex within a family. I mean just a closed group of people that, you know, one guy transfers to one station and then he goes over to another station and then he's working with somebody he saw at a different station. There aren't that many people in the radio business. And the reason is because there aren't that many stations. And the reason is because there's the FCC. And the FCC prevents any real semblance of competition from existing within the radio industry. The FCC decides who gets the licenses and who doesn't. And they limit the number. In certain marketplaces, there are plenty of open spots on the band. You could easily put up a transmitter if you wanted to. It's just that there are men with guns that might come to your house and tell you to stop doing that. So I advocate more competition in this industry. I want to see more people on the radio of all different types. I want more formats to be tried out. I want new types of talk genres to be created. Because honestly, right now, we don't really have much. And, you know, that's a nice place to be in and everything. But you're right, Mark. It does contribute to laziness. We don't really have to do that much. I'm always amazed, honestly, when somebody tells me in the industry, you guys have great production value on your show. Really? I don't do anything for production value on this show. We've got our music beds. We've got our commercials. I mean, they're not sloppy. But I don't have producers that spend time cutting out clips of audio for every single show. We just open the phones and we have fun and we have a good time on the radio. I don't consider this to be a particularly well-produced show. So maybe we'd have to get more well-produced in that particular way if we had more competition, though that's not the kind of show I want to do. But as an aside, Saturday nights. Here we are, Saturday nights in the United States of America, the North America. How many other syndicated Saturday night programs are there right now in this time slot
live?
Here? Live. Yeah, I'm not talking about the best of Rush.
Basically none.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there might be a couple.
There might be a specialty show out there, like a computer show somewhere out there.
But not a general interest show.
But not a general interest show. Not a show with more than, 10 affiliates or anything like that. There's nothing out there to compete with Free Talk Live on Saturday nights. And so I think that's pathetic.
My suggestion is get out of the construction industry. Obviously, the competition's too much. It's driving down prices. Get into talk radio.
Oh, but Mark, you can't make as much in talk radio.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, certainly for the first 10 years.
Right. Well, when I was first doing this business, my mentor, Bob Garrett, he told me that you have to wait a good 10, 15 years before you actually start making money in radio. And he was absolutely right. Absolutely. I'm 13 years in now at this point, and I'm finally making a living at doing radio. I'm not rich. But I'm making, I'm getting the bills paid, getting everything taken care of. Finally, after working at this job for 4 years for nothing. So, I don't think that guy even knows. He thinks we're out here raking in the dough like Rush Limbaugh or something like that. Sorry, it's not that way for most people in radio. Radio, as incestuous as an industry as it is already a fairly competitive industry in that there's not much to be made. You just aren't getting paid very much. If you want to make a lot of money, don't get into radio. Not up front. It's not possible. And what will happen is what happened to me in Clear Channel when I was working for Clear Channel. By the way, we're on a bunch of Clear Channel stations now, which is great. But back when I was working for Clear Channel in Sarasota, Florida, eventually they consolidated. They brought a couple stations together that hadn't been together. They brought the ones from Venice and Sarasota all into the same building. Of course, I knew that jobs were going to be cut as a result of that. And they did. And essentially, they got rid of me. I was one of the downsized people. I'd been there for 6 years, and frankly, they were paying me too much to run the board. And I was just, that's what I was doing. I was doing, board monkey, board operation work, and I was doing a little bit of webmastering for them and, some fill-in hosting and all that. But they were paying me too much. They could get some new kid in for $7 an hour, whereas I was 10 at that time. And 10 isn't a lot of money. So they blew me out the door. It's not a high skilled job. It's radio, man. I got into radio because I didn't know how to do construction. You know, it's even lower skill. Yeah, I'm pressing buttons for a living, man. So I have no problem with competition. I've lost my job to competition and consolidation and all that. So I moved on. I took my show on the road, and I moved out into the independent world as an entrepreneur. And thank goodness I did. I'm so glad I don't work for one of those companies anymore. So anyway, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's not a free market in construction, by the way, to go back to the original point. It's not a free market. Because you can't just go and start your own construction company without begging permission. So the existing construction business is already using the government to attempt to protect itself from competition from within the borders. Why aren't you arguing to get rid of that too? If you're so in favor of freedom in the free market. Oh, that's right. Because so-called conservatives aren't actually in favor of the free market. Well, you like the free market in the other industries, the ones you buy from. But in your industry, you don't want a free market. You want protectionism. Sorry, you can't have it both ways. Well, maybe you can if you know the right politicians. 800-259-9231. Francis is on the line listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Francis. Francis, ladies first. Hello.
Francis, yes, I'd like to add something to that. The last guy you had on there about is construction work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My husband worked in construction work for years. Okay. He didn't get paid a whole lot of money. All right. We raised 10 kids.
Wow.
All right. It's the point right now that the illegal immigrants, and I'm not talking about the legal immigrants, I'm talking about the illegal immigrants. My husband worked in construction for so many years. All right. Before he got ready to retire, the illegal immigrants come in and start taking his job. And they did take his job. And he could not work in construction.
Would you be complaining if it were 20-year-old? Would you be complaining if it were an influx of 20-year-old white Americans?
No, I would not.
What's the difference? They're taking jobs.
Americans. I'm talking about
illegals.
What's
the difference? Is it the jobs or the fact that they're brown? Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
Well, she said it was because they were here illegally.
Yeah. Okay. 800-259-9231. So if everybody was legal and came in and took his job, then she'd be okay with it, please.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.